FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Social workers are supporting the grief-stricken family of an Ulundi'i hailing driver murdered in Soweto. Mtokozisi Mvelasi was shot outside Maponya Mall last week and his car set alight while he was inside. He was killed on his third day on the job after moving to Gauteng earlier this month. KZN Social Development MEC Mbali Shinga visited his family today in Ntlungwane village today. She says that the government will mobilize resources to support the family.
We have been alerted by the leaders of the community seeing the condition that the family needed psychosocial support like you have witnessed yourself. They are not taking it very easy. So you have committed our social workers that are going to be in and out of the family to provide support during this process.
Shinga says she's also in contact with officials in Gauteng to establish when Velasi's remains will be handed over to the family for burial. A group of university students have been hurt in a crash in Umbilo in Durban. The bus they were in collided with a car on Rick Turner Road this afternoon. LS paramedics say they found over 20 students from a local university with various injuries. They've been taken to hospital. MTN is being investigated by the US over its activities in Iran and Afghanistan. The mobile operator says it was made aware of a US Department of Justice grand jury investigation. The group says it's cooperating with the DOG and voluntarily responding to requests for information. The telecoms company added in its statement that it's also facing a court case in the U.S. from U.S. veterans wounded in Iraq and Afghanistan, as well as relatives of soldiers killed in action. They're accusing MTN of supporting anti-American militias in Iraq and Afghanistan through its participation in Iranian mobile phone carrier Iransel. MTN denies any wrongdoing and says it will seek to have the claims dismissed. In 2006, MTN was chosen over Turkcell to become the 49% minority shareholder in Iransel. The High Court in Pretoria has heard that a deadlock remains between former Zambian President Edgar Lungu's family and the Zambian government over his burial site. The matter was stood down on Friday for negotiations. Deputy Judge President Aubrey Ledwaba previously ruled in favour of the state, allowing a state funeral in Zambia. But his family insists Lungu's dying wish was to exclude President Hakainde Hichilema. The 68-year-old died in South Africa 2 months ago. An appeal date is yet to be announced. And the son of Norway's crown princess has been charged with 32 offences, including 4 counts of rape. Marius Borg Hoiby has been under investigation since his arrest last August on suspicion of assaulting his girlfriend. Durban 25 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 29, Richards Bay 30.
Here's what's coming up in your sports. Big injury blows for the Springboks. They've lost Siya Kolisi, Peter Steph Tutoi, Kirtley Orensa and Edwill Fanamarava for this weekend's test against the Wallabies. Everton travelled to Elland Road to take on Leeds in their Premier League opener this evening. And Quenema Park has been added to the Proteas squad for the ODI series against Australia.